I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Rachel Heath. She's with the UP Regional Blood Center in Marquette, and there's a critical need for several types of blood. Here's more with Rachel Heath.
We have a critical need for O negative, A negative, and B positive blood. And so our shelves are pretty bare in those blood types, so we definitely need people to come out and donate.
We were talking a little bit earlier about this, just speculation on our behalf, but I'm thinking we're not too far off. It is holiday travel season, people are gone. It is cold and flu season, and that really does kind of dip into the pool as far as people who are able to donate, doesn't it?
Right. That does make a big problem. The cold and flu season has kind of hit us hard, so that, you know, makes a lot of people ineligible.
Yeah. What are some of the things with that? I know that we've talked about sort of the guidelines. We'll give them that. But if you have a cold, you can't really give blood, can you?
No, you got to be healthy, feeling healthy, you know, eat good meal before you donate, and then also just have to have your, like, your mini physical, and that's all in the questionnaire that you would fill out, so we could go over at that.
Now, well, the other thing too is some people get the wrong impression with giving blood, meaning that we're in the cold and flu season, that giving a pint of blood makes you more susceptible to stuff, and that's not really the case, is it?
Not really, not that we have found, but you know, you might be ill and not know it, and still.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that's important, too, because we were talking about giving. We just, of course, with our on-air drive here a little while ago, we're kind of I think we're coming up in pretty soon, at least in the time that we can, but both of us have been kind of like many others, and it's like, I guess that's the question that you guys would find out from them when they come in, right?
Right. We would just kind of evaluate, you know, your symptoms and everything like that and see how it would go, because it might be allergies or it might be a start of a cold, depending on what's going on. So,
well, the other nice thing that happens too is Walt and I both got our reminder cards in the mail.
Oh, that's good.
From our business. So you're very thorough when it comes to that. But
I am.
It drives home the point. Now, you said over like the Christmas holiday and stuff like that, or just before that, you were doing pretty well. But when it dries out, it happens fast, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, one car accident can use a ton of blood. So, you know, we never know. We kind of just always have to have our shelves stocked. And so it's always nice to have everyone on like an 8 week to 9 week rotation of donating. So then we always do have a safe level of blood.
So who can give?
So if you are 16 with apparent consent or 17 and older, you can donate blood. And then if you're healthy and you can pass the questionnaire, you do a mini physical and you pass that, then you can donate. Weigh 110 pounds, feel healthy. It's pretty simple. And if, you know, if you don't know if you can donate, based on medications, which there is a list of a few medications that would defer you, you can always call us to find out or stop by one of our centers or blood drives and kind of just ask questions and see if you can donate.
And you are located exactly where, for folks that don't know and haven't come down to take it? And to, I don't want to say take advantage of this, but to have offered the opportunity to donate blood, where are you located exactly?
So we're located at 427 West College Avenue. It's like kind of by the old hospital, kitty corner to there. It's a bluish gray building, like a standalone building. And we have a parking lot, and you kind of just walk in on the first floor and you go through three sets of doors and you're at the blood center.
That's easy to do. The key here is that you can stop in, and you have locations not only in Marquette, but you have them also in Hancock, Escanaba, and the Sioux, and you are supplying 13 UP hospitals with this blood, so there is a need. And again, what is the types you're looking for? Obviously, you'll take anybody, but what are the types that are a critical need?
So right now, we have a critical need for O negative, A negative, and B positive blood types. And walk-ins are welcome, so you don't need to make an appointment. And if you want to just stop by and ask questions, you know, see what's going on and then donate, it'd be great. We are also giving away Big B coupons for Blood Donor Awareness Month, which is January. So that's another little incentive to stop by and donate.
That's Rachel Heath with the UP Regional Blood Center. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.